In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
And let me tell you about Renita, also known as Lady J. She's been baking since she was about 9 years old in her mother and her stepmom's kitchen, and she's been in many different baking competitions. Loves to read cookbooks. She's a self-taught chef and has so many different specialties. She's a wife over 40 years to a wonderful chef by the name of Lamont Johnson, and she also is the founder of the Skirts Ministry. This is a nonprofit organization that ministers to the brokenhearted and helps people find their purpose, their why. Renita has been baking the summer enrichment program for children. She and her chef, Lamont, also co-teach this class. So the bakery is there to support nonprofit programs for the community. They do a holiday share program, and Renita has created that she's made through the Skirts program. She's also the author of The Attic and How I... Is that Watered My
Watered?
Garden? How mm-hmm. I Watered My Garden. So Renita, welcome to Mornings with Tom and Toby.
Absolutely. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning to you. And I'm surprised you even had a few minutes to talk to us this morning with all the things you have going on.
You got to catch me running, but I'm always doing something.
Got to be in shape to talk to you. Well, we are thrilled to be able to chat with you as a female entrepreneur during Women's History Month, but also as somebody who has used your platform of business to launch ministries. But let's first talk about the business part. You and your husband kind of do some things together, and then some things are unique to you. Tell us about what you do in your business.
In our business on a daily basis, we do run a bakery, and that is our main thing. He's a caterer. But what we do, our focus is mainly community. At this age, we've decided that we've made enough money and we're doing what we do, but we got to reach out to change lives. And it started being important at our age. We've headed toward, he is to be 70 tomorrow, and I'm headed toward there. And at this late in life, you start to revamp your thoughts as to your time frame and what's more important. And the important thing at this point is to gather information to people, help their lives, be a game changer, change people's lives for the better, help them to discover who they are, why they purpose in life, and then move forward. And we operate that through cooking and through other innovative ideas that we come up with. So we always shifting.
I love that. So you're using that now as you give back, as you nurture the next generation, bring them forward. But as a woman in business, what do you think are some of the unique struggles that women face as they lead?
Definitely in the culinary field, as you know, it's male dominant. My husband is an excellent chef. We work together as long as we've been married. But at the end of the day, starting out trying to be solo and, you know, make a name for yourself, you know, you kind of always stand in the bottom of his shoes because we always been together. And it's kind of been tough to do a separate thing because, you know, people always say, Chef Lamont, you know, his name will come up. And that's fine. But as a woman, a female, sometimes you got to push a little different and push a little harder. Especially in male dominance, you got to make sure that, you know, the struggles is real for any entrepreneur and the hardship of that is to make sure employees are good, to make sure that you have operating expenses done. You put in lots of hours, like we do. We still do 12 hours at least a day, just trying to maintain. So it's kind of hard on family and your body, and it could be hard on a marriage if the two of us wasn't together doing it.
Okay. So just all that. That's a 12-hour day I don't want to do. But
most of
them, it takes a lot of commitment. I think when you're in business for yourself, you do have to work hard. It's up to you. It rises and falls on you. So that's great that you guys have different aspects of the business together. What's been your greatest joy in this endeavor?
Yes, Abigail. My greatest joy is to bake. I baked when I was really a young girl. I could bake a cake really well as a little child. We saying 10, 11, in the kitchen, turning flour, busting up my mom's eggs. And she would allow me to, you know, back then there were hard times. You didn't play in your mama's kitchen and food, but both my mom and stepmom, rest their hearts now, they gonna be with the Lord. It wouldn't allow me to do that. So the joy is to create recipes that's very tasty. And so I'm an old-fashioned baker. I mostly bake older generation bread puddings, your banana puddings, things of that nature, cream horn, stuff that you can't find, nostalgic type recipes that you can't find. That's our bakery, because we want you to have an experience. It's one thing to bake, but to have an experience when you eat something, that is my greatest joy, to watch people's eyes do like a bite of cookie and think, what?
And make you want to slap your mama.
There you go. So that's what gives me joy. And to watch my kids, that's my major thing. Watching my kids come in there and don't want to do it, and watch them come alive as they learn how to do something with their hands, is a joy for me and both of us. But I get the joy because it reminds me when I was a child, even these same opportunities was granted to me, but I didn't realize how well that it trained me as an adult now. So to see them put together desserts and they're proud of their work, and, you know, at the end of graduation, they cry and they looking like, Lady J, we love you. The experience for a week to keep people's kids have been amazing. So that's my joy part. Yes.
Working with those children. Wow. Thank you so much for that. And you're hearing from Lady J, Renita Johnson. And she is an entrepreneur and has been doing baking and cooking and restauranteur works for many years. As we close up, Renita, what's next? What's something that's coming up soon for you guys?
Something coming up Saturday, another grand opening. We had to pivot, and we wanted to do an ice cream parlor. We thought that people could come together over a cone of ice cream, bring the kids in, maybe just fellowship, you know, a place where families could even gather. We have a little deck area, and the proceeds will help our kids. Our training program starts June the 3rd, and it goes through the whole month of June. So it benefits, everything we do benefits our kids. And so we're so excited about that grand opening on Saturday at 12 to 6. So we'll be there to serve that new sandwich shop with Chef Lamont. And the baker will be open, the ice cream and the sandwiches. So we're glutton for punishment right about now.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. And this is a wonderful, beautiful spring week to do that. And so thank you so much for talking to us and all you do in the community, Lady J.
Thank you so much for having me.